Shabbos Perek Tezayin Mishnah Ches, continuing the subject of a guy who did a malacha on Shabbos, either for himself or for a Jewish person. Nachmish Hidlik Hasaner, if a non-Jew lit a lamp for his own benefit on Shabbos, Mishtamish La'ora Yisrael, then a Jew is allowed to use the light made by the lamp because the non-Jew lit it for himself, not for the Jewish person. But Ve'imbishvil Yisrael, if the non-Jew lit the lamp specifically for a Jew to use, then Osir, then it's prohibited to use that light. Mile Mayim Lahashkos Behemto, if the non-Jew filled up water from a well into a trough, like they used to have in the old westerns, where you've got this big sort of wooden trough that horses and animals are going to drink from, and it's in Rishus HaRabim. The well is Rishus HaYachid, where he got the water from, but the trough is in Rishus HaRabim. So he went from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim, and he carried. So if he filled it up, Lahashkos Behem Tov, for his own behemoth to drink, then Mashke Acher of Yisroel. Then a Jew is allowed to give his animal to drink water from the trough after the non-Jew. And we don't worry that the non-Jew will then go take additional water out of the well on behalf of the Jew. We paskin this way, the Mefarshim point out, if the non-Jew doesn't know the Jew at all. But if he knows the Jew, then the Jew shouldn't use the same trough afterwards, because the non-Jew may want to do him a favor and will take more water out of the well, and he'll be doing a malacha on him. In a lamp, there's no more or less. Once you lit the lamp once, it's going to stay lit for as many people as they want to use afterwards, and there's no issue of adding more later the way there would be with this trough. Asa goy kevesh leireboy. If a goy made a ramp, a gangplank, so that he could descend, for example, from a ship onto dry land, yored achar of Yisrael, then a Jew is allowed to follow. Much like the lamp, you can make use of it as long as the goy did it for himself, because as many people as want to use this plank can go right ahead and do so. Vimbish for Yisrael, but if he made the gangplank for a Jew, then asur, the same way the lamp would be, because he made it specifically for the Jew to use. There was a situation where Rabbi Gamliel and several of the Zakanim were coming on a ship. And a goy made a gangway to go down from the ship onto the land. The Yorduvo, Rabbi Gamliel and Zakanim, and Rabbi Gamliel and Zakanim used the same gangway. So it's evidence that, in fact, you're allowed to do that. The Tosefta explains that the ship got to port on Friday before night fell, because if it had come on Shabbos, you wouldn't be allowed to get off the ship on Shabbos for reasons having to do with the tchum issue. You are not allowed to move from your place, wherever it was that you arrived on Shabbos, and you have a tchum issue of getting off the ship and going onto dry land from there on Shabbos. Perek Yizayin begins by dealing with the halachos of muktzah. We know that the halacha is that certain things are not allowed to be moved around, or we consider it touched on Shabbos, the way that they would be moved around on a weekday. Shabbos is supposed to be different, and you're not supposed to do anything on Shabbos that would be similar to a weekday or would lead you to do malachos that are usher to do on Shabbos. So there are certain kinds of objects that are only used for things that are usher and malacha on Shabbos, and so if you touch them or move them around, you might come to do work, and you wouldn't be allowed to do that. There are other things, utensils that are mutter to use on Shabbos, a knife to cut food, or a nutcracker, or a dish that you're going to eat from, where the normal function is allowed on Shabbos, and that would be a different kind of situation. Any utensil which is used for something that is usher from Malach on Shabbos, no matter what it's made of, wood, cheres, stone, metal, whatever it might be, there are situations where you are allowed to move them. For example, Litzorech Makom, if you need the place where it's sitting, you can move it around. But you're not allowed to move it around for its own sake. As we're going to see in upcoming Mishnayos, if you want to move the keli so that it doesn't get ruined by the sun or the rain, you're moving it to save the keli, not because you need the makom where the keli is. And so there's different issues of muktzah that come up in Perek Yud Zayin as we go on. Kalakalim, says Mishnah Aleph, all articles netalin b'Shabbos are allowed to be moved on Shabbos, v'dalso sehen imohen, and their doors with them. So these are kinds of kalim like a box, or a chest, or an armoire, which are permitted to use on Shabbos. You're allowed to move them even with the doors. Afal pishen esparku b'Shabbos, even though before Shabbos the doors were detached. and had been taken off. So at the beginning of Shabbos, the doors were not attached to the box. But you're allowed to move them on Shabbos as a tuffel to the box themselves, because the doors are she'enon domin ledalsos habayis. They're not considered to be like doors of a house. Doors of a house would not be allowed to be moved on Shabbos. L'fi she'enon min hamuchan, because they are so designed. That's how they're made. House doors are not designed to be moved or removed from the house and then used for anything else. They're attached to the house, which is attached to the ground, and the doors are supposed to stay on them. So the laws of Muktzah applying to these doors are, as opposed to box doors, which are attachable, detachable, can be taken on and off, the doors of a house are not meant to ever be detached, and they are not designed to be moved around. And so as a result, on Shabbos, you should not be moving them anywhere, because that's not the purpose they were designed for.